This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPWHP, that's IVPWHP, at ivpress.com to get 40% off and free U.S. shipping on any IVP resources mentioned in this episode.
Discover an inspiring children's story about faith, empathy, and the power of prayer. In her book, Kaylee Prays for the Children of the World, IVP Kids author Helen Lee and illustrator Shin Meng gently guide children to recognize brokenness in the world and to turn to God with the assurance that He hears every prayer. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive a special discount on this book. Check the show notes for more details.
This is IVP.
Hi there. This is Karen Savella-Stallard, one of your writers and producers here on the Wholehearted Households podcast. I just wanted to jump in here and let you know that we'll be taking a couple of weeks off of posting for the holidays. We should be back to our normal posting schedule starting on January 5th. And now, back to the show.
Welcome to the Wholehearted Households podcast. I'm your host, Alex Blunt. In every episode, we spotlight a book of the Bible, share a discipleship nugget for you and your family, and end with a spiritual practice to draw closer to God. Our oldest daughter is in a season of loving the stories of just a few select books, and we read them again and again. And when we're not reading the books, she will re-narrate them as though they were part of her day. It's both precious and indicative of how connected humans are to stories. Whether you are a history buff, a reality TV watcher, a consumer of novels, or a sports fan, whatever your interest may be, humans have a penchant for storytelling and story hearing. More than data and statistics, we know that humans respond to stories and that stories are what change our minds. The books of 1st and 2nd Kings are filled with 400 years worth of the stories of the Hebrew kings, some wise, some foolish, some faithful, and many wicked, and all are deeply flawed and human. As we dip into just a few of these stories today, I invite you into a posture of openness to how these stories might change you and shape the way your family follows Jesus. Let's invite God to be with us during this time together. Dear God, may you open our ears, our minds, our souls, and our whole hearts to receive whatever you may have for us and our families today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today's Bible Spotlight focuses on 1st and 2nd Kings and is adapted from Hear My Prayer, Learning from the Faith of Elijah by Liz Diddy. 1 Kings introduces the prophet Elijah in chapter 17. Following a long line of other corrupt and unfaithful rulers, Ahab has become king of Israel, and he did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him. In response, Elijah is sent to announce a great drought to Ahab, stating, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word." Elijah flees from Ahab and hides for 3 years until God calls him to present himself to Ahab, after which he will send rain. In 1 Kings chapter 18, we read the story of Elijah's confrontation with Ahab on Mount Carmel. At the end of the chapter, Elijah warns Ahab that rain is coming, and then climbs to Mount Carmel to wait. Verses 42 to 44 say this: "Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. 'Go and look toward the sea,' he told his servant. And he went up and looked. 'There's nothing,' he said. 7 times, Elijah said, 'Go back.' The 7th time, the servant reported, 'A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea.' So Elijah said, 'Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you.' Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds, the wind rose, and a heavy rain started falling. The power of the Lord came on Elijah." In this passage, Elijah does not look toward the horizon for rain. He looks to God. Kneeling, with his head bowed, he sends his assistant to look at the sky instead to see if God's promise has come. God promised to send rain. Elijah promised to Ahab that God would send rain. Elijah's life is on the line for God's promise, and he's on his knees praying to God. Elijah's head is likely tired, yet he keeps his eyes on God. He doesn't see the empty sky. He sees the God who has always kept his promises, the God who has defended his reputation, the God who can and will provide. The servant goes back 7 times, and there's nothing. Elijah shows how waiting is often the hardest part, but also how God repeatedly proves that waiting isn't something that can be skipped or rushed. It is an essential part of the promise kept, the joy unearthed in the end. God is working in ways we cannot always see. Eventually, the servant does report a hint of a tiny cloud. Yet Elijah's reasoning for declaring the drought over is not because of the fire in Mount Carmel, or even this tiny cloud. He knew rain was coming because he patiently waited with God in prayer, looking for an answer. Through this waiting, God allows him to recognize the hint instantly when it appears.
It's time for another discipleship nugget. Decades after Ahab's rule over Israel comes to an end, King Josiah becomes king in Jerusalem. And of all the kings in the books of 1 and 2 Kings, Josiah stands out. He became king at the age of 8 years old, and he was known for being one of the few actually good kings of Judah. But what earned him this reputation? His high view of Scripture, his insistence on listening to God and God's prophets, even when they brought what sounded at the time like bad news. 2 Kings says that Josiah turned to God, quote, with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his strength, in accordance with all the law of Moses. So how can we foster this same wholehearted turning toward God in our own families? Well, Don Everts has plenty of ideas in his book, The Spiritually Vibrant Home. Like we talked about last week, he compares a household's spiritual life to a fire, one that we can feed and stoke, one that will grow. And one easy way to stoke this fire and grow our family's rootedness in Scripture is to simply surround ourselves with Scripture. Just as Josiah had the Scriptures read in his own courts and to his own people, we should surround ourselves with the words of Scripture every day. Don Everts suggests maybe hanging a note or a piece of artwork that has a Scripture passage on it somewhere that you will see it multiple times each day. In his own home, they wrote a Bible verse in dry erase marker on their hall mirror, where they would walk by it a few times every day. And then, ever so often, he'd ask one of his kids to choose a new verse and then be the one to write that verse on the mirror. So take a second to think. Where would Scripture physically fit in your family's living spaces? How about a sticky note, somewhere visible in your car? Or perhaps your family could also scribble a verse on a window or a bathroom mirror. You could keep a Bible open on a coffee table, or even the table where you sit down and eat meals together. Wherever it makes sense in your home, the simple presence of Scripture makes space for every member of your family to pay attention to God through His Word every single day.
Let's take a few moments to connect with God in this week's spiritual practice. As we encounter the stories of the Hebrew kings, we'll also take some time to consider our own stories through the spiritual practice of journaling, which is described in the Spiritual Disciplines Handbook by Adele Albert Calhoun. If you're someone who keeps a journal, feel free to pull that out now if you're able. If not, you can pull up a note-keeping app or simply engage with your mind wherever you are. Reflection, journaling, and becoming aware of our own stories allows us to take tentative steps into truth and scour our feelings, hurts, ideas, and struggles before God. As we continue this practice over time, patterns and themes begin to emerge, and God begins to speak. As we enter our time of reflection today, I invite you to consider the season you find yourself in. What is the story of the last month, year, or longer? Pick a moment to begin mapping the particular story you're living now. Does it begin with the birth of a child, the diagnosis of an illness, or a move to a new city or neighborhood? What has marked this season for you? Has it been a time of transition or stability, solitude or community, nearness to God or a spiritual wilderness? In the next few minutes, do your best to tell the truth to God and yourself the best you can, and make room for themes to appear and for God to speak. slowly come back to the present. It's likely you didn't have time to move through the whole story. That's okay. Take this as a starting point. And when you have time and space, continue reflecting on your story in the presence of the Holy Spirit. If it feels right, you might even want to share this story with a trusted friend or mentor. In all of it, remember what Frederick Buechner says in his book, Listening to Your Life. There is no chance thing through which God cannot speak.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Wholehearted Households Podcast, a production of InterVarsity Press. We pray that you and your family have been blessed by this episode as you seek to follow Jesus with your whole heart. Please check out our show notes to learn more about the books, resources, and authors referenced in today's episode, and use code IVPWHP to get 40% off and free U.S. shipping on any of these books at ivpress.com. This podcast was made possible by the generous support of the Lilly Endowment. If you appreciated the resources in this episode, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on your favorite podcast player. The show was written and produced by Karen Savella Stallard, Caitlin Borek, Abby Lee, and Travis Albritton, and narrated by Caitlin Borek, Jack Reese, and Karen Savella Stallard. I'm your host, Alex Blunt.
Parents today have a daunting task, helping their kids to love and follow Jesus in a world that pushes many competing narratives to do the opposite. In the Teach Your Children Well podcast, host Sarah Cowan Johnson reveals two approaches that Christian parents can choose from to teach their kids, one informed by the world culture and one informed by the biblical story. Through enriching and engaging conversations, Sarah and her guests explore what each approach has to say about a range of topics, such as technology, anxiety, sexuality, and much more. And you'll discover how the biblical story offers wisdom and good news for the 21st century parent. Listen or watch today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.